I didn't want to get caught in those horrendous lines that I've been seeing, so we came down to do it today, and it was very quick.
Michael Ruse, a professor at Florida State University, came with his wife Elizabeth to the Leon County Courthouse Monday to do in-person absentee voting. The 72-year-old has a big teaching day on Election Day, and he wanted to avoid long lines at the Leon County Courthouse. And by the way, it's their first time voting in an election.
I called when they opened at 8 o'clock to say, what is the difference between early voting and in-person absentee voting? And they didn't even realize that's what it was being called. She said, it's early voting. Just get down here. So that's what we did.
Another first-time voter is Florida A&M University student Alexis Trotter.
They gave me my ballot and told me to walk this direction to go vote, and I just went straight to one of the open booths and just voted. It was pretty easy and simple and went really smooth, actually. So
she says if she hadn't voted early Monday, she still would have been prepared to cast her vote on Election Day.
And I would have been up at 4 in the morning putting my clothes on, dressed for the cold, freezing weather. I'd have been out here with my sleeping bag and some blankets, and I'd have been waiting all morning to vote.
Leon County is one of seven counties that was open for in-person absentee voting Monday. After a federal lawsuit was filed by Florida Democrats, Broward County became the seventh county to offer in-person absentee voting through Tuesday. Florida Democratic Party spokeswoman Brandon Jordan says they also filed a suit over the weekend for Orange County to extend early voting hours by 4 hours because of a bomb scare.
A bomb scare closed down an early voting site, and so our goal there was to open up that site and also make in-person absentee voting available.
However, some media reports stated the Republican Party of Florida appealed the decision, and the party spokesman Brian Burgess says he's setting the record straight.
It's simply not true that the Republican Party ever considered a lawsuit. That never happened, and we never objected in any way.
Burgess says the Republican Party of Florida supports in-person absentee voting because it is part of the law. Meanwhile, Leon County Supervisor of Elections Ion Sancho assures voters that as long as they can avoid going at a specific time period, there should be no long lines.
We're advising citizens that if you do want to avoid the lines that normally show up, just don't vote between 7 and 9 in the morning. And that leaves 10 hours to cast a vote with no lines.
Sancho says between 7 and 9 in the morning is when public employees want to vote before they get to work, contributing to the long lines during that period. And he says with record turnouts in areas like Leon County, long lines should not be an issue. About 6,000 locations across the state will be open on Election Day. The first statewide poll results are expected to be reported at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.